The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy. Romance. Drama. In the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Starring Miss Lenore Aubert in Dear Michael. And now here is the director of the Skippy Hollywood Theater, Mr. Les Mitchell.
Our star this week is a young lady who's made quite an impression on Hollywood during the 5 years she's been here. A native of Vienna, she tried out for a part in one of Hollywood's little theater productions the very first week she'd arrived. The part was that of a girl from Kansas City. And her reading was so impressive, however, that the role was rewritten to fit her slight but charming accent. In her case, the impossible happened. An important agent saw her in her very first appearance, and a few days later, she was testing for Samuel Goldwyn. A few days after that, she was signed to a contract and set as Bob Hope's leading lady in They Got Me Covered. And after that...
Can I tell them now?
Not just yet, Lenore. After that, she appeared in I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now, The Wife of Monte Cristo, and The Prairie.
Now, can I tell them?
Not yet, but I guess since you're going to push me away from this microphone, if I don't introduce you right away, I'd better welcome as our guest star, the charming Lenore Aubert.
Thank you, Les. I was just so anxious to let them know. Is it all right now?
I'd like to save the surprise for after the play, and I'd like to make a date with you.
Oh, Mr. Mitchell.
To meet you at the microphone right after the final curtain. Then we can let the audience in on a little surprise.
It's a date, right here, after the final curtain.
Thank you, Lenore Aubert. And now, here is Van Desitel.
In our local men's shops, I've seen dozens of gadgets for men whose hobby is cooking. Big barbecue aprons, tall chef's hats, and flocks of fancy doodads to make Papa feel like Pierre the Ritz in the kitchen. But I'd like to point out that whether you cook for a hobby or regularly for your family, you can easily get professional results whenever you make Skippy peanut butter sandwiches. Skippy, you see, is a new, improved peanut butter, entirely free from oil separation. That means you never have to stir any floating oil back into Skippy. Moreover, Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. All you do to make Skippy sandwiches is spread a generous, creamy layer over crackers or fresh bread. You can cover them if you wish or leave them open-faced. You'll have a great time sampling as you go, too, because Skippy tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. So, if you want to win a reputation as a sandwich specialist, try Skippy, won't you? If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Dear Michael, written by Ruth Henning and starring Miss Lenore Aubert. The curtain is up, and here is the play. It is night. In a shabby room, in one of those old brownstones in the shabby fringe of New York's theatrical district, a woman sits at the desk. She's still young, but her beauty is hidden by an air of sadness and failure. Her lips are pressed in a firm line of decision as she writes,
Dear Michael, I know it's a long time since you've heard from me, but I've just decided to do a drastic thing. To whom it may concern, you, Michael, are in no way responsible for what I do tonight. I alone am at fault. I've been walking the streets all day, just remembering. I've tried to force myself to think of our less pleasant moments together so that I may not be swayed from my purpose. But other things keep crowding in, like the time of our first meeting at the bar in Tony's.
Now then, Miss Lawson, did you say Manhattan?
Yes, Tony, make it good and strong.
On one condition, Miss Lawson, that you promise not to buy a thing from the glass.
Oh, do I look that mad, Tony?
Well, I don't say you're exactly in love with the world right now.
You're right, I'm not.
What's the trouble?
It's Leo, my agent. I tell you, he's a fool.
Oh, just a minute, Miss Lawson. Something for you, sir?
Yeah, double scotch. And I do mean double.
Double scotch, yes, sir. And now, Miss Lawson, you told Tony all about it. Maybe that's a help, huh?
Nothing can help when my manager is practically a borderline case. Can you imagine, Tony? He wants me to play Tina in No More Tears.
Oh, that's a new play by Vincent Amberson. I hear it's a very fine play.
Oh, the play's all right, I guess. But Tina isn't for me. My heavens, Tony, that's the kind of part that nearly killed me on Broadway before I ever got started. I made my first real success that last season playing a shady character, a girl with some spirit, fire. And now he wants me to go back to a simpering ingenue.
Maybe Leo thinks you should have variety.
What characters do the public remember? Not the sweet, long-suffering heroines. They remember the Reginas, the Borgias, the Scarlet O'Hara's, the Lady Macbeth. Just ask anybody. You, isn't that right?
Oh, me?
Yes, of course, you. Am I right?
Well, I suppose so.
Of course I'm right. Oh, that Leo. He's a sadist. That's what he is.
This is Miss Sandra Lawson. She was the toast of Broadway last season in Fire and a Brimstone.
Oh, of course, I knew I'd seen you somewhere. I saw that play. You were...
Sonia, remember?
Yeah, the one who murdered her lover.
Yes. How did you like it?
Oh, excellent. I thought you were a little morbid. But
you remember me, you see? That's what I mean. By the way, what do you do? Act, direct, produce, or what?
I hate to disappoint you, Miss Lawson, but I'm afraid I'm not in show business. I'm from Kansas City, but you're on a business trip. Something happened a little while ago that made me pretty mad, so I just came into the first bar I saw. Hey, how about another double scotch, Tony?
Oh, yes, Mr.
Sanders. Michael Sanders.
Yes, Mr. Sanders. Come on right up.
But if you aren't in show business, Mr. Sanders, what are you so upset about?
Well, it isn't business that's bothering me right now. My reason for being annoyed is purely social.
Oh, I get it. A girl.
Yeah, you're positively psychic.
The one and only?
No, nothing like that. It's just that I'm in New York every month about this time, and I thought I had a priority claim on her time. But she just broke a dinner date. Seen some lumberman from Oregon stepped in.
Well, you can hardly blame her at that. It's a fairly long time between months.
Yeah. But I hate to eat alone. And I've neglected to widen my circle of acquaintances here, so, by the way, I suppose I'd be branded as a cad and a bounder if I presumed on our short acquaintance to ask you to, I guess I would.
To ask me to have dinner with you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ordinarily, yes. But tonight I have a dinner date with Leo, and I'm just in the mood to stand him up.
Well, good. Where would you like to go?
Of course, it isn't generally known because actors hardly ever eat. But Tony here serves quite a delectable dinner.
Sounds charming. And since I'm not an actor, I won't be breaking any tradition.
And this way, you see, Tony connects with my chaperone.
Should I be insulted or flattered?
I don't know yet, Mr. Sanders. Shall we find a table? You were wonderful that night, Michael. Such a change from the man I was used to. Right from the start, I wanted to be the kind of woman who would fit into your life, into Kansas City. So later that evening, in a spirit of goodwill to men, I took that part Leo wanted me to take. And as it turned out, I was right the first time. The part was no good, the play worse. I'll never forget the night it folded. We were sitting in front of the fireplace in my apartment. Oh, Michael, this is so good. This is peace. I hope I never see another theater as long as I live.
No, you don't mean that, Sandra.
Yes, I do. I'm fed up. You walk in slave and eat your heart out, and what does it get you? Bad reviews. Sometimes I wonder why I go on with it.
Well, you wouldn't have to, you know.
What else is there? I'm not good. I mean, what can I do?
Well, I think you might do a pretty good job as Mrs. Michael Sanders.
Mike, are you serious? Would you really want me? Do you honestly think I could fit into your life?
You could, Sandra, if you wanted to.
Oh, Mike, there's nothing else I want in all the world.
Oh, darling.
And so we were married, Michael. You took me to your home in Kansas City, and I was happy there. You were a perfect husband, and I never stopped loving you with all my heart. And that should have been the end of the story. Oh, I just hadn't gone with you to New York that time on your regular business trip. But that's foolish. It was bound to happen sooner or later. It was inevitable that we should run into Leo, at home. Good old Leo. The same loud, clever, Broadway-wise, good-hearted, pestless Leo.
Sandra, to me, I see Stevie, or is it really you? An angel dropped right down out of heaven.
Oh, hello, Leo. It's so good to see you again.
And Mike, you're looking great, guy. Oh, Sandy, honey, it's great to see you. I knew you'd be back, though. I knew you couldn't stay away from Broadway.
Will you join us for dinner, Leo?
Oh, no, thanks, Mike. I got a million things to do. But there's something I want to tell you, Sandy. Honey, have I got a part for you. The minute I heard about it, I said, that's Sandy. Nobody else.
You knew I've given up my career, Leo. Why should I be interested in the part? I've retired.
Sandy, listen. This isn't just an ordinary part. It's you, honey. It couldn't fit you better if Hart and O'Brien had you in mind when they wrote it.
Hart and O'Brien?
Yes.
What's the name of the play, Leo?
They call it Out of the Dark. How's that for a title? It's dynamite. Now, get this. The dame falls in love with her sister's husband. She double-crosses her sister. She tries to kill herself. And finally, goes crazy in the last act. Oh, isn't that beautiful, honey?
Yeah, sounds like a perfect idol.
It certainly sounds like an actress's paradise.
Then what do you say, Sandy? I know I can get a friend. Every star in town and some in Hollywood are after it, but I already talked to Charlie O'Brien about you, and he thinks you're right for the part.
Oh, Leo, I don't know. It's so sudden. I have to think about it and talk to Mike about it. I wouldn't know what to say right now.
That's all right, honey. Take a couple of hours to think it over. Oh, yeah, here's a copy of the play. You read it over and call me when you make up your mind. You know the number, honey. I'll be waiting.
All right, Leo. I'll call you later. Oh, darling, this part. It's wonderful. It's to die over. Any actress would give herself to play this part.
And you?
My dear, forgive me. Please forgive me. But I guess I'm an actress after all. If they offer me this part, I just couldn't refuse it any more than I could refuse to breathe.
I see. Now, what about us? What happens to our marriage?
Nothing, darling, nothing. It's only for a season. You come to New York so often anyway, Mike. I get to see you every month. It wouldn't be so bad just for this season.
But Sandra, I thought you said you were through with the stage.
I was wrong, Mike. I didn't know it, but I was wrong. Darling, I wonder if I can make you understand. When you work for it as I have, thought, talked, lived nothing else but acting all your life, you just can't quit before you've reached the top. Not if you've got what it takes to get there. It's like asking you to give up your right arm.
No, I don't want to ask any such sacrifice of you. I think I understand, Sandra. I want you to do whatever you like.
Oh, Mike, you're colossal. Do you know, you're about the only husband in the world who'd be so big. Oh, I'm so happy. I could shout. I could twine bracelets in my hair. I could dance barefoot in Times Square. Oh, I could...
Perhaps you'd better call Leo. We'll return in just a moment to Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Dear Michael, starring Miss Lenore Aubert. Now, here's Van Desitel.
On the Skippy Peanut Butter label, you'll see the words oil modified by hydrogenation. To me, this is as mystifying as where taxicabs go when it rains. But my 8-year-old nephew explained it to me this way. Quote, the natural oils which can be hydrogenated consist of the glycerol esters of various unsaturated fatty acids, the most important of which contain 18 carbon atoms and are transformed into stearic acid. Unquote. Well, a junior scientific triple talk makes my explanation sound like a lesson from McGuffey's First Readers. Here I've limped along for years, explaining to you that peanuts are composed of two parts, peanut meats and peanut oil. And I've pointed out that in Skippy, the oil and peanut meats are locked together for keeps, never to separate. The result is that Skippy never has a trace of oil separation. What's more, Skippy never picks a fight with your digestion. It doesn't dry out or turn rancid either, so you never have to throw out a partly used jar. As for Junior, he can have his old fatty acids and carbon atoms. What's important to you is that Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread, so you can enjoy its flavor of plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts right down to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. So try Skippy soon, won't you? It's America's largest selling peanut butter.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Lenore Aubert as Sandra in Dear Michael.
Well, Michael, you know the rest. The play was a smash hit. I was on top of a beautiful pink cloud, and I couldn't see what was going on down on Earth. Come in. here, darling. There's a perfectly gorgeous man out there asking for you. He's about so tall and... Oh, that must be my husband. Martha, darling, here I am. Come on in. I'm just taking off my makeup.
Hello, Sandra. And thank you, Miss...
Oh, excuse me. Martha, this is Miss Phyllis Carr, my understudy. Phyllis, my husband, Martha Sanders.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I knew Sandra was married, but I had no idea you were anything like this.
My goodness, Sandy, all this in Broadway, too? Where have you been keeping it?
Well, my home is in Kansas City, Miss Carr. I only got into New York once in a while on business.
Oh, darling, I just remembered. You'll think I'm perfectly terrible, but I just had to promise I'd put in an appearance at this benefit they're giving at the garden.
I see. Then I guess our date is off.
Well, there isn't really much I can do.
History repeats itself. I never thought I'd be caught twice in the same predicament. Stranded in New York without a number two girl to my name.
Why, Mr. Sanders, I'm not going to the benefit. I'm sure Sandra wouldn't mind.
No, I don't think she would. All right, Miss Carr. I have a table reserved at the Waldorf.
Oh, Michael, that is fool I was. How could I have watched you and Phyllis Carr leave the theater that night, arm in arm, without a single worry? The next thing that stands out in my memory is that night you...
By the way, Sandra, when's the play closing?
Closing? I don't know what you mean, Mike.
Well, I understood. You led me to believe that all plays close for the summer.
Oh, that? Well, yes, they do, darling. Most of them. But not anything so successful as Out of the Dark.
Well, how much longer do you think it'll run?
Nobody knows for sure, of course, dear. But Leo says it'll be good at least for another season.
Sandra, listen. I'm your husband. I married you because I wanted a wife, a companion, someone I could be happy with. I'm sorry, Sandra, but you'll just have to decide what you want. This is no life for either of us.
But, Mike, I wanted it for so long. I've worked so hard for it. I can't just throw it all over.
All right, then. That's your decision. I won't say any more about it.
Thank you, Susan. Oh, Mike, why didn't you tell me that night what you were planning? I didn't see much of you after that. The play ran through the summer well into the new season, and by December was still going strong. But for some reason, I wasn't very happy. What would you say, Leo, if I were to tell you I'm thinking of quitting the play?
Well, I'd say you were a little nuts, baby.
Well, then say it, because that's exactly what I'm going to do.
You're kidding, Sandy. You must be kidding.
No, I'm serious. I've made up my mind. It's time I went back to Kansas City and started being a real wife.
I don't get you, Danes. When you were there, you were hot for Broadway. You must have been, or you wouldn't have jumped at my offer. Now you're on Broadway, and you want to get back to Kansas City.
It really isn't as crazy as it sounds, Leo. Before, when I first got married, I hadn't really reached the top. But now, I've gotten what I was working for. Got it and kept it. So why not exit while I'm up there?
Maybe you do need a little vacation, Sandy. You've had a tough season. I think maybe I could talk Charlie into giving you, say, a week. Then you could go back to Kansas City and see Mike. Inside of a week, you'd be so anxious to get back here.
No, no, I think you're wrong, Leo. I've had my fear. I've seen what it's like, and that's enough. Really, it's a kind of an empty victory. Yes, Leo. I think I'll see Charlie tomorrow and give him my notice. So I did give Charlie my notice, Mike, the very next day. Once I've made up my mind, I couldn't wind things up fast enough. And all I could think of was that you'd be in town in a few days, and I could tell you the good news. I pictured what you'd say and how happy you'd be. The morning you got to town, I rushed to your hotel. I didn't call first. I wanted to surprise you. You didn't give me a chance to say what I'd come for.
Oh, hello, Sandra. I guess it's just as well you've come. There's some things to talk over and decide. Mr. Thompson, my lawyer, is waiting.
Listen, Mike, I want to talk to you for a few minutes.
Very well, if you think it's necessary. But first, let's get this business over so Thompson can get back to his office.
All right, Michael, but I can hardly wait to tell you...
Sandra, I'm filing suit for divorce on the grounds of desertion. Thompson is drawing up the briefs now. We'll have to decide on some kind of settlement.
That's all I heard clearly, Mike. I was so stunned, I couldn't even think. I must have sat there and talked to you and your lawyer. But I don't remember what I said. Or anything except but one awful word, divorce. I was too proud then to tell you what I'd come for. I did love you, Mike. I do love you now. That's the one thing I want you to know. I might have gone to you later, Mike, if it hadn't been for Phyllis Carr. She stopped me that night as I was leaving the theater.
I hear you're leaving the play at the end of the week, Sandra. What's the matter? Got something else in mind?
No, Phyllis, I'm just tired, that's all. Anyway, they'll never miss me. She'll be grand in the part.
But haven't you heard, darling? I won't be playing the part. I'm leaving, too. I'm marrying Michael as soon as he gets his divorce.
Michael?
I thought you'd like to know. Well, bye-bye, Sandra. I've got to dash. I'm meeting him for dinner in 10 minutes, and you know how he hates to be kept waiting.
You couldn't have known about the little scene, Michael. I know that. Even though you'd stopped loving me, you wouldn't willingly have let me find out like that from Phyllis. The rest of that week I gave such an awful performance that I think Charlie was secretly glad when I left. For 3 days after that, I never left my apartment. 3 days. The blackest, most tortured days of my life. Leo heard I hadn't gone back to Kansas City after all. He came up to see me.
Sandy, you've got to get hold of yourself. You can't keep on brooding about this thing. Yeah, I heard about it. So Mike's getting a divorce. All right, you feel bad now, sure. But you're not the first dame who's had her marriage cracked up. Listen, let me get you a new job. Work. Work hard. That's a cure for everything.
No, Leo. I don't want a job. I'm sick of the theater. Sick of Broadway.
But, honey, you got to do something besides shutting yourself up here eating your heart out.
I think I'll go away somewhere, Leo. Far away. Where I won't know it's over. That's my only chance.
Sure.
Tell my friends I have had a nervous breakdown, that I've gone away from my health. Tell them, oh, I don't care what you tell them. I don't care what they think.
You let me know where I can write to you, Sandy?
Maybe later. Goodbye, Leo. And thanks for everything. I stood away a long time. Perhaps I never would have come back, but my money ran out. So I came back to Broadway, the only place where I knew how to earn a living. I called Leo, and we started to make the rounds again. Poor Leo. It was hard on him. I looked so worn and thin and haggard. I read parts automatically, while producers shook their heads and whispered that Sandra Lawson had lost the spark. Finally, Leo managed to get me a small part with a cheap outfit, but even that was no good. I muffed it. News traveled fast, but I kept trying. Leo, bless his heart, tried too.
But I tell you, Joe, I can get you Sandra Lawson. She's a big name, guy. She's bunks up.
You should be, Leo. I wouldn't touch her now. She's through.
But Mr. Robinson, I could do the maid part. I speak French.
Fine, Miss Lawson, if I've been told.
Lawson, I hate to bother you, but about last week's rent.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Thorne. I'm sure I'll have it for you in a few days. I'm on my way now to a radio audition, and... That's how it's been, Michael. So I'm not going to try anymore. I've seen too many has-been actors, Mike. Hanging around Tony's, hoping somebody will set them up for a free meal. Getting a few scattered jobs, just through sympathy. I've decided I won't ever come to that. Leave it to me to be corny and dramatic to the end. Sandra Lawson, the great star. What a hand. This is it, darling. Goodbye, Michael. Always remember, I love you. Well, Sandra, here is how. Who's there?
Sandra,
it's
Michael.
Michael!
Oh, Sandra, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Michael, you just came in time.
Darling, I've been trying to find you, but no one seemed to know where you were.
I know. I've moved a lot lately.
Leo's out of town. I tried everyone else, and... Sandy, are you all right? You look ill.
I'm all right. Now that you are here, Mike, is Phyllis with you?
Phyllis? Well, no, of course not. I haven't seen her in months.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, Michael, you married her.
Married Phyllis? Well, darling, I couldn't even go through with the divorce. I tried to tell myself I loved her, Sandy, but it was no good. And I've been looking for you ever since.
Oh, Mike, can you ever forgive me? I've been such a fool.
Ah, Sandy, baby, it's all over now. I'd have been here sooner, but I just heard from Leo. Sandy, how long would it take you to pack up and get ready to come home with me?
Home with you?
Mm-hmm.
To Kansas City? Oh, Mike, do you really want me back?
I'm going to take you back by force if you don't come peaceably. And this time, I'm going to keep you there.
You won't have to use force, Mike.
All right, I'll hurry then. Oh, here, what's this? You writing a book or something?
Oh, that. It's nothing. Just a letter.
Anything important? Want to finish it?
No, Mike. It isn't important anymore. And I've changed my mind anyway. I'm not going to send it.
And the curtain falls on Act 2 of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Dear Michael, starring Miss Lenore O'Bear, who returns in just a moment.
You can enjoy new, improved Skippy peanut butter in either creamy style blue label or chunk style red label. In either style, you buy Skippy at low cost, you use it without waste. Skippy is one of the lowest priced, high protein foods your grocer sells today. And there's no waste to Skippy, for it stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. Moreover, Skippy has no oil separation. Enjoy Skippy soon. It's America's largest selling peanut butter. Now, here's our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Lenore O'Bear. Lenore, we enjoyed your performance very much.
I enjoyed playing the Marchioness. And I'm enjoying... Is it all right to tell about your new project now?
No, I want to tell. For a long time, I've felt that those of you who live near Hollywood or come here on a visit would like to see some of the stars we've presented on our radio theater in person. So I...
You're too slow. I have to tell. So now there's a Les Mitchell production at Los Angeles Coronet Theater. A gay farce called Cupid Thumbs His Nose.
Starring Miss Lenore O'Bear and a very brilliant cast. You know, Lenore, this chance to bring our radio stars to the live stage is very important to me.
And to me, too. I even canceled reservations for a trip to Europe to appear in Cupid Thumbs His Nose. You see, Hollywood has insisted on typing me as a heavy, and this play affords me a chance to prove that I can also be a comedian.
Well, you're certainly proving it, too, and just as ably as you've proven yourself a dramatic actress. I hope you'll return to our radio theater very soon.
I hope so, too. And before I go, I'd like to thank Olin Soule for his fine performance as Michael, and the rest of the cast of this week's play, too.
Thank you, Lenore O'Bear, and I'll be seeing you at the Coronet Theater a little later.
In the cast, you heard our star, Lenore O'Bear as Sandra, Olin Soule as Michael, Ken Christie as Leo, Jack Petruzzi as Tony, and Barbara Fuller as Phyllis. Dear Michael was written by Ruth Henning, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for being part of our theater audience this week. We hope you'll all listen in each and every week. For our coming attractions include Charles Corbin, Barry Sullivan, Thomas Mitchell, George Brent, Gail Patrick, and many other fine stars in radio plays selected especially for them.
Lenore O'Bear can be seen in the motion picture production Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Dan Desitel speaking. For the Skippy Hollywood Theater, this program is produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.